The world's most senior diplomat is in Moscow on a mission. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he has come to the Russian capital as a messenger of peace. His audience, the most controversial world leader at the moment, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who received the Secretary General with high praise for his organization.
Russia, as one of the founding countries of the United Nations and a permanent member of the Security Council, has always supported this universal organization. And we believe that it is not just universal, but unique in its kind. There is no such organization in the international community, and we strongly support the principles on which it is based, and we intend to do so in the future.
Guterres seemingly not mincing any words about how the United Nations sees Russia's so-called special military operation in Ukraine.
I understand these grievances, but from our perspective, the grievances must be solved according to the different instruments that the UN Charter has at its disposal. And the one thing that we firmly believe is that the violation of the territorial integrity of a country is completely out of order in relation to the Charter.
Earlier in the day, Guterres kicked off his trip with a meeting at the Russian Foreign Ministry and a working lunch with Sergei Lavrov. The two officials discussed for nearly 2 hours the situation in Ukraine. They emerged from what was described as a frank conversation.
It is clear that there are two different positions on what is happening in Ukraine. According to the Russian Federation, what is taking place is a special military operation with the objectives that were announced. According to the UN, in line with the resolutions passed by the General Assembly, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a violation of its territorial integrity and against the Charter of the United Nations.
The Russian foreign minister once again defended his country's decision.
This was happening as a result of the actions of the US and its allies and the unipolar world. As for our geopolitical sphere, it was done in the interest of containing Russia, and to that end, for many years, Ukraine has been used as a springboard to restrain our country.
One of the main initiatives put forward by the Secretary General involved ending the humanitarian crisis in the besieged port city of Mariupol. The city is now under Russian control, according to the Defense Ministry. But thousands of civilians are unable to leave it, something Vladimir Putin dismissed as misinformation. Guterres has proposed setting up a contact working group made up of Russian, Ukrainian, and UN members to ensure that all residents wishing to leave can do so and to allow aid into the area. After a two-hour meeting with the Russian president, the UN says Vladimir Putin has agreed in principle to the involvement of the agency along with the International Committee of the Red Cross to oversee the evacuation of civilians from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. The UN Secretary General seemingly managed to achieve what many world leaders have failed to do so far. As he travels to Ukraine, he will be looking for officials there to approve this plan as well. All the while, the nearly 1,000 civilians continue to wait to get out of the underground tunnels in one of Europe's largest steel plants. Dorso Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.